Sunday with Miriam on RTE Radio 1. With Olay Total Effects Age-Defying Day Cream. Over 100 awards without paying hundreds of euros.
Last week, of course, we lost Cara O'Sullivan, the really gifted Cork-born soprano, who died at the all too young age of 59. Well, I loved seeing Cara come through the studio doors here in RTE, a place with which she had a deep relationship, from her breakthrough as the RTE Musician of the Future in 1990 to her many collaborations with our colleagues in the concert orchestra. Well, Cara and the orchestra, well, they made magic together, and we'll hear some of that magic in just a moment. But Cara was, above all, known for her virtuoso soprano voice. And when we last spoke on this programme in 2017, just months before her diagnosis of early onset dementia, Cara told me when she first discovered her own voice.
I thought everybody could sing like me. And my sister said that when I hit 12, obviously through puberty, apparently I had a voice that would cut through corrugated iron. My voice was huge. She said I was like Maria Callas after taking several tablets, that my voice was enormous. And I was mortified when I remember singing in school, in Regina Mundy College and in my secondary school. And they were all roaring, laughing. And I don't know what they were laughing at, but it seems that my voice was like enormous. And I didn't realise how naturally big my voice was.
Cara was also my guest in 2015 when she joined me to reflect on her career and the people who supported her along the way. A single mum to Christine, Cara juggled an international career with raising her daughter, and she credited her family, especially her parents, with helping her to realise her operatic dreams.
I would have been completely and utterly lost without them, both of them. And in more recent times, before Mammy died, I mean, she was just incredible. She was so good to my daughter. I really feel I owe them an enormous debt of gratitude and thanks for all they did for me. I could never repay them for what they did for me. They just supported me. They helped me. My mother was a great woman. I'll call you if there's a problem. In the meantime, get on with it. And I did. I used to just literally whiz down the M4, whether it be in Wales or London, trying to get that 2 a.m. boat. I got to know every pothole on the M4.
There were a lot, probably.
Believe me, I was able to duck them because I knew where they were. And so I was home maybe at 11 o'clock the following day. That was my life. And how lucky was I?
You spoke about your parents, also how wonderful your mother was. But I know for you, because of her role, even in helping to bring up your daughter, when she did leave this world, you found that very difficult, didn't you?
I was with her through thick and thin, and when she had cancer herself, she lived until she couldn't live anymore. And about 3 weeks before she passed away, she kind of gave up the ghost. We, as her children and I, helped her on her journey, and she had the most beautiful, peaceful passing. And I recall a great friend who was a nurse manager. He said to me, when the time comes, tell her it's okay to go. And I think it is the most beautiful advice you can give someone when you know someone and they have someone belonging to them that's on their way. And to tell them it's okay to go. And my mother, after I told her, no, Mammy, it's time to go. We love you. We'll miss you. But Daddy's waiting. And it's time to go. And she did, about 15 minutes later. And I will never, as long as I live, I will never forget it. And on the few occasions that I know someone that has someone belonging to them that is on their journey to the end of their life, and I have quietly said, tell them it's okay to go.
What a beautiful voice. I live for my art and I gave my songs to the stars. To Heaven, Vici d'Arte from Puccini's Tosca, sung by the late Caro Sullivan with the Arte Concert Orchestra, conducted by David Brophy. And that was a live performance from Miriam Meets back in 2010. And we've put a video of that performance up on the Sunday with Miriam webpage. It's really beautiful. And I remember something Caro told me that morning when I asked her about relationships and love. She told me, the only constant in my life is Mr. Puccini and Mr. Verdi. And I'm bringing one text, Miriam. Thanks for your tribute to Caro Sullivan. We loved her in Cork. What a great ambassador. What a singer. What a Cork lady. Thank you, a Cork fan.